我听见主的呼召。
I hear God's call.
我答应主的呼召。
I answer and respond God's call.
甘愿一生跟随他。
My whole life I follow him.
因为这首诗歌是我们对主一个承诺。
May this hymn be our answer to the Lord.
我要一生跟随我的主。
That my whole life I will follow my Lord.
我们读一些圣经，马太福音第六章三十三节。
Let us read some Bible verses. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
这些都是大家很熟悉的圣经。
These are all very familiar verses.
你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
第七章十三、十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
马太福音第十一章第十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候等到如今到如今天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force.
十五节，有耳可听的就应当听。
Verse 16. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
这几节圣经是主在地上对他门徒讲的话。
These Bible verses are what the Lord spoke to his disciples when he was here on earth.
换句话说，是对一批相信他的人说的话。
In other words, these are words spoken to people who believe in him.
这几节圣经都关乎天国的事。
And these verses all speak about the kingdom of heaven.
第一个，他说你要先求他的国和他的义。
First, you must seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们要问我们今天求什么。
We need to ask today, what are we seeking?
那我们基督徒我们都会去求主的。
As Christians, we'll all seek the Lord.
我们要问我们到主面前来我们求什么。
But we need to ask, when we come before the Lord, what are we seeking?
我们常常所求的都是我的需要。
Many times, all we are seeking are my needs.
这个需要关乎我的生活。
And these needs are regarding my life.
这个需要关乎我的健康。
These needs regarding my health.
这个需要关乎我的享受。
These needs regarding my enjoyment.
但主在这里对相信他的人说，你要先求他的国。
But here the Lord is telling those who believe in him to first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们读主耶稣在地上告诉门徒说，怎么去祷告。
We see that the Lord, how the Lord taught his disciples to pray.
你发现主耶稣在里面说，愿你的国降临。
That the Lord taught them to pray, may your kingdom come.
主教我们的祷告，第一个先想到他的事。
So the Lord teaches us to pray that the first thing we do is think of his things.
第一个想到他的国。
Think of his kingdom first.
他说我们祷告要先愿你的国降临。
That the first thing we pray is, may your kingdom come.
他说我们的祷告要先求他的国。
That the first thing we pray for is for his kingdom.
什么是他的国？
What is his kingdom?
乃是他掌权的地方。
It is the place where he reigns.
主今天他要掌权。
Today he wants to reign.
今天有多少人愿意让他掌权？
How many of us are willing to let him reign?
我们都想自己掌权。
We want to reign over our own lives.
但是我们的主说，你能够有地上有多少人能够愿意让他掌权？
But the Lord is seeking how many people in this world will let him reign.
我们知道神的国是他掌权的地方。
We know that the kingdom of heaven is where God can reign.
是他要做王的地方。
Kingdom of God is where God can reign.
我们让他做王。
Will we let him be king?
圣经告诉我们说，神的国在哪里？在我们心里。
The kingdom of God is in our hearts.
我们心里让他做王。
That we let him be king in our hearts.
我们知道神的国也包括天国，有一天主在国度里面做王。
And we know the kingdom of God includes the kingdom of heaven, that one day that God will be king.
你有盼望那一天主真的在地上做王。
So do we really desire that day when the Lord will be king?
So 这个是第一个我们今天蒙恩得救主教我们一件事情先求他的国和他的义
So for us who are born again, the first thing we must do is seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
我们发现主今天很关心的一个就是说你们让我掌权吗
And so we see something the Lord cares a lot about is do we let him reign?
因为主要掌权
Because the Lord wants to reign.
世界人不让他掌权
The people in this world don't let him reign.
我们属他的人愿意让他掌权。
But we who belong to him, do we let him reign?
所以这是第一个。
This is the first thing.
第二个他说进窄门。
The second is to enter by the narrow gate.
他说你要得着永生吗？进窄门。
That if you want to find the way which leads to life, enter by the narrow gate.
其实你如果谈原文那个永字是原文没有的，你要得到生命的话，进窄门。
And so we see this is regarding gaining life.
所以我们这些圣经学者就告诉我们说，这个永生不是天堂与死亡的事情。
And so we see this
天堂与地狱的事情。
And so we see this eternal life is not just regarding the heaven and hell.
这里是讲到进天国的事。
But it's speaking of entering into the kingdom of heaven.
你们想要进天国，你必须进窄门。
That if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must enter the narrow gate.
这里讲的灭亡不是讲地狱
And this destruction is not speaking of hell
这里讲的灭亡乃是浪费你的一生
But this destruction is that you waste your entire life
如果你想浪费你的一生
If you want to waste your entire life
那你就进宽的门
Then you can enter the wide
走一条你认为容易走的路
And walk away you find it easy
但圣经明说的这条路是引到你浪费你一生
But the Bible clearly tells us that leads to destruction and leads to us wasting our life.
你要知道主在这里说你们要进窄门
You see, the Lord tells us you need to enter the narrow gate.
谁进不了窄门
Who can't enter this gate?
太大的人
People who are too big.
因为讲明是窄的嘛
Because clearly it said it's narrow.
如果你很大你就进不去
You're so great, so large, you cannot enter.
所以我们主在这里说进窄门
The Lord is calling us to enter the narrow gate.
他说那个路是小的。
That the narrow is the gate.
No, the road. Difficult way. 路是小的。
That difficult is the way.
你看英文的翻译，中文只说路是小的。但真正原文翻译，这条路是难走的。
So we see that the way is difficult to walk.
读中文有时候不是很感觉，说小就小嘛，我也没有太胖，就小小走就走嘛。
This is not just talking about small or narrow, but it's saying it's difficult.
它是说艰难的路。
It says difficult is the way.
门是窄的，路是难走的，你走不走。
Narrow is the gate and difficult is the way. Will you walk in?
但如果我们看到主今天叫我们说，让我掌权，多小的门，多窄的路，多难的路我都走。
But we need to let the Lord reign that no matter how narrow the gate is, no matter how difficult the way is, I will walk.
就是刚刚唱的诗歌 I will follow, 我会跟随的。
Like the hymn we just sang that I will follow.
第三个所说进天国要暴力进去。
Third is that the Lord says those who enter the kingdom of heaven must suffer violence and take it by force.
不要想天国是容易的进去。
We cannot think that you can enter.
我走一条宽路，反正都照我的意思走，我就进去了。
That I entered the broad way and that just according to my own ideas that I entered.
主说这是一条艰难的路。
The Lord said this is a difficult way.
或者我们今天用我们的话说是十字架的路。
And we would say that this is the way of the cross.
你要进去要暴力的
And so you have to enter You have to take it by force
我们讲过这暴力不是对别人是对自己
And we know that violence is not to others but to yourself
乃是说我不是怎么样才顾我自己的感觉的
It means that I no longer care about my own feelings
我不是体贴我自己体贴我的感觉体贴我的意思
I'm not only considerate of my own things of my own desires
所以圣经说攻克己身叫身服我
And so the Lord says that
conquer myself.
That he conquers us.
I will conquer myself, so I will surrender. Okay. 所以我们在这里要尽你所能的进天国。
So we need to do all that we can to enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果你我是真的信主。
If we really believe in the Lord.
是真的爱主
and we really love the Lord,
我们就会要明白主的心意
then we will understand God's
will. 我不是要明白旁边的朋友们的心意
I'm not here to consider the
will of those around me. 我也不是要讨旁边的人的喜欢
or just to please those around me.
我是要讨我的主的喜悦
It's to please my Lord.
所以我今天啊一开始读这三段的圣经
and so the first few verses that I read,
第一个寻求
The first is seek.
第二个进入
The second is enter.
第三个暴力的进入
And the third is enter with violence and take it by force.
所以如果英文的 seek, enter, enter by force. 为什么要这样进去？因为 difficult is the way. 那条路是艰难的。所以我们要寻求到，我们要进入并且用暴力进入的。
So why do we need to do this? It is because difficult is the way. So we need to seek, we need to enter, and we need to enter by force.
弟兄姊妹、我们活着是有目的的。
Brothers and sisters, we live with a purpose.
不是吗、在地上名成立就就是你的目的。
That the whole world, is, you're not just living for your own purposes.
我们目的达成主呼召我们的目的
But our purpose is so that God can call us for His purpose.
所以你看了头两段圣经主耶稣说你们要
And so first two verses the Lord says you need to do this.
你知道这只有听来就是一个命令
And this is a command.
你们要先求他的国
You need to seek first His kingdom.
你们要进展
You need to enter the narrow gate.
主给我们一条路，怎么进这窄门？暴力的进去。
And the Lord gives us a way to enter, and that is with violence and by force.
当主讲完之后，他说：“有耳的就应该听。”
And after he's done speaking, he says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
我们有耳朵吗
？Do we have ears?
还是我们左耳？我们这边进，那边就出去
？Or is it in one ear, out the other?
很多时候这样子是我的心出问题。
And often this case is our heart that is the problem.
我根本就不要听这些话。
That I don't want to listen to these words.
我要找一条容易一点的路走。
I want to walk an easier way.
要听到主的话，你既然信主，你要听主的话。
But since you have believed in the Lord, you need to hear the word of the Lord.
主在这里说什么？你们要。
What does the Lord say? He said you need to.
是主对我们一个吩咐，你们要。
This is what the Lord has commanded us that you need to do this.
那刚刚诗歌怎么唱啊？我听到主的呼召。
It's like the hymn we just sang that I can hear my Savior calling.
我答应他的呼召。
I respond to His call.
所以我愿意开始先讲，把这几个话啊，给弟兄姊妹先讲。
So I want to first start by sharing these words with brothers and sisters.
Seek, enter, and enter by force. 寻求进入，暴力的进去啊。
Seek.Enter and enter by force.
凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
So please listen. 我们能够听见主对我们讲的话。
So please listen that we can hear the word of the Lord today.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到对主要绝对。
Last time I shared, brothers and sisters, that we need to be absolute to the Lord.
要进天国，第一个条件就是绝对。
To enter the kingdom of heaven, the firstcriteria that we need to be absolute.
我们对主不绝对，进不去。
If we're not absolute to the Lord, we will not be able to enter.
亚伯拉罕当神呼召他的时候，他离开本地、本族、本家。
When God called Abraham, he left his land, he left his hometown, he left his family.
这是绝对。
And this is absolute.
神借着摩西带以色列百姓离开埃及，他们全离开了。
When God called Moses to bring the people out of Egypt, they all left.
他们外表是绝对的，心没有绝对。
Though their actions were absolute, yet their hearts were not absolute.
因为他们在旷野想的都是埃及。
Because when they were in the wilderness, all their thoughts were of Egypt.
神今天要的是我们心对他的绝对。
Today, what God wants is that our heart is absolute towards Him.
就好像我来聚会了，我好像很绝对了。
When I come to meeting, it appears that I am absent.
但是我的心根本就不想来聚会。
But my heart doesn't want to come to meeting.
这个没用的，你对人交代吗？神是看内心的。
Are we just showing to other people? God is looking in our heart.
我好像被逼来聚会。
It feels like I'm forced to come.
我来聚会，我也没有在听，我就是人坐在这里，我的心思不知道飘到哪里去。
But I come to meeting, I'm not even listening. I'm just bearing to sit here.
这叫浪费你的一生。
This is what it means to waste your life.
主今天告诉我们说，你要进天国，你要绝对，是心要绝对的。
Today the Lord is telling us that if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, we need to be absolute in our heart.
我们心绝对了，外面再有行动的绝对 ，count 那才算数的。
Only when our heart is absolute and our actions are absolute, then that is what counts.
说门徒当主呼召，他们撇下网，撇下船，撇下父亲，跟随了主。
So when the Lord called the disciples, they left all. They left their boat, they left their nets, they left their father to follow the Lord.
今天我们的问题，为什么对主不能绝对？
So today, our problem is, why can we not be absolute to the Lord?
我上次提过这有钱的少年官。
Last time I shared on the rich young ruler.
他听到主要他撇下一切，忧忧愁愁的走。
When he heard God's call to lay down everything, he left sorrowful.
撒该也是一个有钱的官。
Zacchaeus was also a rich person.
他就能够撇下一切。
Yes, he,
欢欢喜喜跟着主走。
Yes, he could give his all, and he.
我们要说这两个都有钱。
Both these people had money.
请问那个差别在哪里？
But where is the difference?
一个忧忧愁愁走的，一个欢欢喜喜走。
One left sorrowfully, and one left joyfully.
我试着来看看他们两个的差别。
Let us look at their difference.
这个两个人都来寻求主的。
Both people were seeking the Lord.
对吧？我们要先求主嘛。对，他的国，两个都在来主，就是说我真的想得永生的。
Both came to the Lord seeking to gain eternal life.
我们看这个少年的官。
Let's look at the rich young ruler.
他来寻求主的时候，他的态度说：“求主，你告诉我。” 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 1, 2, 3, 4 我应该做哪些呢？
When he sought the Lord, he was asking for rules. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Which one can I do?
因为主耶稣就问他，诫命你是懂的，你有没有守呢？
Because the Lord asked him, you know the commands, do you follow them?
他说我从小就守。
He said, I've kept these from my youth.
说这少年的官是一直要守规条的。
So this rich young ruler kept all these rules.
从小到大就是守规条。
From young to when he grew up, he kept these rules.
说他现在说主，你给我一条规条。
So now he's asking the Lord, give me another rule.
给我一个规条，我就跟着那个规条走。
Give me another rule that I can follow this rule.
我就能够得永生了。
Then I can gain eternal life.
没想到主要他的规条是撇下一切。
You could not have imagined the rule the Lord gave him was to lay down everything.
这个规条他做不到了。
He could not do this.
不是说我读多圣经，对不对？一天读五次啊。
It's not that I read more Bible. I read five.
这个规条我可以做。
I can do this.
什么叫做撇下我全部的财产
？What does it mean to lay down everything? Give up everything?
这个做不到了。
This he could not do.
因为他当初寻求的心就出问题了。
Because his initial attitude when he was seeking,
因为他的寻求就是我要守规条。
Because his heart was that I need to follow these rules.
耶稣根本就没有要你守规条。
The Lord did not want him to follow these rules at all.
你看撒该，他里面虽然这么多钱，他里面是空虚的。
Let's look at Zacchaeus. So he had all this money. He was empty inside.
他里面真的很空啊。
He was so empty.
所以他就想，我看看耶稣有没有办法解决我的空虚。
So he sought the Lord. Is there any way the Lord can solve my empty?
撒该没守过什么规条的。
That he has never kept any rules in his life.
他只要解决我的空虚。
All he wanted was the Lord to fix the emptiness.
我里面实在太不舒服。
That he was so uncomfortable.
说当主耶稣告诉他说，我今天要到你家。
So the Lord told him, today I'm going to your home.
这个让他完全太兴奋了，竟然全世界的人都拒绝我，主耶稣接纳我。
That Zacchaeus was so joyful that though the whole world rejected him, yet the Lord Jesus accepted him.
他里面满足。
And he was satisfied within.
说他能够都不要。
So he could be able to give up all.
他守过什么规条？
What rules did he keep?
一个规条都没守过,
he did not keep one rule.
他全部放,
but yet he could give all.
因为里面满足,
because within he was satisfied.
那第二个, 假设他们两个都觉得很难撇下一切跟从主。
Second, let's say they both found it very difficult to give up everything and follow the Lord.
但是这个问题在这里，这里有一个，因为他只要守规条。
But there's a issue here that one, because he only wanted to follow the rules.
说他那个真正要跟随主的心没有这么强的。
So his actual desire to follow the Lord is not that strong.
他只要守规条,
he just wanted to follow these rules.
说没想到主一要求回来就绝对。
So when the Lord's response is, you need to be absolute,
做不到,
he can't do it.
你要知道,如果他那时候要主的心是绝对的话,
if he had absolute heart to the Lord at that time,
他就会好像F.B. Meyer讲过的话, 说我真的很难啊, 但是, make me willing, 你帮助我能够撇下一切。
Then he would have the same heart like F.B. Meyer, who said, though it is so difficult, but Lord, make me willing.
这个东西根本不进他脑袋的, 不进他的思想。
But these words never even entered into the rich young ruler's mind.
因为对他要的心根本没有真的要主，他只要规条。
Because his desire for the Lord was not that strong, he just wanted to follow these rules.
假设撒该也觉得很难。
Let's say Zacchaeus also found it difficult.
我相信撒该就会跟主说，我真的很难，但你帮助我，你能够帮助我，使我能够的。
I believe Zacchaeus would have cried out to Jesus, Lord, it's so difficult, but you can help me, you can make me.
主，你能够帮助我撇下一切。
Lord, you can make me give up all.
这就是这两个人的差别。
This is the difference in these two people.
两个的 status 都是很有钱。
Their status, they are both rich people.
但是一个要主的心不强。
But one's heart for the Lord is not strong.
第二个非常要主。
The second had a strong desire for the Lord.
当你是这样先求他的国，真的要主，你遇见主，很多事情都解决。
So if you truly seek first the kingdom of God, then we see so many of our problems are solved.
求主给我们对他能够绝对的。
So may we have an absolute heart to the Lord.
所以我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到，第一个我们今天要恢复的，对主的绝对。
So last time I shared, brothers and sisters, that the first thing we need to restore is an absolute attitude to the Lord.
我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通，恢复对主的忠心。
Today I want to share on restoring faithfulness.
我们读一些圣经节。
Let's read some Bible verses.
启示录第17章。
Revelation chapter 17.
启示录第17章第14节下面一句。
Revelation chapter 17 verse 14, the latter part.
同作羔羊的，就是蒙召被选有忠心的人。
And those who are with him are called chosen and faithful.
马太福音24章第45节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 45.
谁是忠心有见识的人，仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season?
提摩太前书第1章第12节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
下面一句话，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
The latter part, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
提摩太后书第2章下面一句话。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, the latter portion.
也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要看见忠心的重要。
We need to see the importance of being faithful.
今天的地上, 也在要求我们要忠心的。
Today, the world also requires us to be faithful.
你知道我们今天上英文字有两个字叫faithful 也叫loyal 但中文都叫忠心。
There are two words to describe faithful and loyal.
今天我们对老板，老板要求我们能够对他是忠于他的。
And so our boss may require us to be faithful to him,
loyal to him. 我们对公司要忠于公司的。
We need to be loyal to our boss, loyal to our company.
我们对着国家，国家要我们忠于国家的。
Loyal to our country.
不然我们不可能就出卖国家了。
Otherwise, you'll betray your country.
我们今天在军队里面，我们要忠于我们的上司给的命令。
In the army, you need to be loyal to the higher-ranking officers.
我们要忠于。忠心的执行这个命令
and you'd be loyal to carry out the command.
但是在圣经里面不用 loyal 这个字，圣经里面用 faithful， 我们要对我们的主忠心的。
And the Bible does not speak of loyal; it says faithful. We need to be faithful to the Lord.
我们刚刚读的启示录十七章里面说
，Revelation chapter 17 it says，
他是同着羔羊的有三个事情哈，一个是蒙召备选。
Those who are with him, there are three things: called, chosen, and faithful.
你要知道，我们今天所有重生得救的，我们都是已经蒙召了。
We need to know that all of us who are born again, we have all been called.
我们都是因为听见主的呼召，我们来信主了。
We heard the call of the Lord, so we believe in the Lord.
但是主在这里还要被选呢。
But the Lord says you also need to be chosen.
圣经怎么讲？被召的人多，选上的人少。
The Bible tells us many are called, but few are chosen.
这个很大的警告。
This is a very big warning.
很多人信主了，被召了，但选上的少。
Many people have believed in the Lord. They are called, but few are chosen.
每次我读这一段圣经
，Every time I read this verse，
我就想到基甸的故事。
I think of the story of Gideon.
你知道基甸要打米甸人。才一呼召三万两千人就一回应那个呼召
Gideon needs to fight the Midianites and when at his call 32,000 people responded
yeah, When I hear the call 我当我听到呼召我就跟随三万两千人跟随了
When I hear the call I follow and 32,000 people responded to this call
神说太多了
Lord said this is too many
神就说谁害怕的回家吧
SoLord said, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him go home. That out of the stirred up in their emotion, 32,000 people responded.
安静下来想一想，哎呦，我真的是害怕，还有孩子要照顾呢。
But when they quiet down, think about it, many of them were afraid that they still had home and family and kids to take care of.
这一回去就回去两万两千。
And those who returned were 22,000 people.
有时候我读这个今天有多少人是因为 emotion 来跟他
？And so when I read this, I think how many people are falling today out of emotion?
因为我突然间里面的感觉开始冷了，一回去就两万两千。
And so because of my emotion, I fall. But when it grows cold, 22,000 return.
剩下一万人。
There's only 10,000 left.
但主神怎么说？一万人还是太多。
But the Lord said 10,000 is still too many.
So 把他们带到。水边看他们怎么喝水。
So he led them down to the stream and see how they drink the water.
对吧？我们今天整天都在喝水，神今天看我们怎么喝水。
That we're all drinking water. Yet the Lord is looking at how we drink water.
没告诉你怎么喝水。
Lord did not tell them how.
就是你一生长得这么大，你到有水的地方你是怎么喝的
？But that you grow up, how when you drink water, how do you drink it?
9,700人。爬下去喝水了
And we see that 9,700 of them got down on their knees to drink.
你知道在这些沙漠旷野非常口干的
We see that the desert is get very thirsty.
看到水就冲过去了，这个赶快喝
They ran to the water and they quickly drank it.
只有300的人跪在那里把水拿上来喝
But there are only 300 who brought the water up to their mouth and lapped the water.
这样喝法你喝到啥水啊？
And how much water can you drink this way?
So 圣经用了一个字叫做甜水。
And so the Bible says they lapped the water with their tongue.
这样喝的没立刻解渴的。
And this will not immediately quench your thirst.
你知道这三百人乃是知道我是当兵的。
But these 300 people knew that they were soldiers.
我现在是要打仗的。
That I am to fight.
我躺下去喝水。敌人一来就完了，我还爬得起来跟他打。
If I lay down to drink the water, can I still rise up and fight if anyone were to come?
但是我跪在哪里，我反应非常的快。
But if I kneel there, I can respond very quickly.
这里有300个人是求他的国的。
So there are 300 here who were seeking his kingdom.
有9000起，哇，这不是，这是22000已经算在里面，还有9700人是只顾自己的享受。
But there are 9700 here who only cared about their own things.
你知道他们不害怕，已经算是不错了。但神说我还是不能用。
We need to know that these are, were already the people who were not afraid to fight, but yet the Lord said, I cannot use you.
因为这些人只顾自己的感觉。
Because these people only cared about their own feelings.
我现在口干，所以我趴下去喝水了。
Right now I'm thirsty, so I lay down to drink water.
结果呢，神就 passed them by.
And so the Lord passed them by.
你知道这首诗歌每次唱我都很紧张，就圣经中文翻就把我漏掉了。
And so there's a hymn, every time I sing I get nervous, the Lord, do not pass me by.
神就 pass them by.
Because the Lord passed them by.
神只选了300人。
The Lord only chose 300.
所以主说这条路是小的 difficult the way, 找着的人是少的。
And so the Lord says, difficult is the way, and there are few who find it.
你发现啊，应该讲这两句就够，两个嘛，蒙召的备选，还有第三个讲到忠心。
So when we look at this verse, we think maybe two is only enough that we need to be called and chosen, but yet there's a third one here that says, and faithful.
被选了也可以不忠心的。
That you can be chosen, yet you might still not be faithful.
So 主最后看是我们忠心的。
So the Lord lastly looks if we are faithful.
所以主在这里问，谁是有忠心？有见识的人。
And so the Lord is asking here that who is faithful to him?
他在找忠心的人。
He is looking for faithful people.
因为主只能够用忠心的人。
Because the Lord can only use those who are faithful.
其实公司里面要的人也是要你忠心的。
In a company, they also want people who are loyal.
我们今天我们的主要找的人是能够忠心。
Today the Lord is seeking those who can be faithful to him.
他为什么要找忠心的人？
Why is he seeking faithful people?
保罗对我们说，他找忠心的人，所以他可以派他们做事。
Paul tells us that he finds faithful people so that he can use them.
所以这里给我们知道，主救我们是要派我们做事。
So we see that the Lord saved us, he has work for us to do.
我们呢，信了主，主啊，祝福我。
When we believe in the Lord, we ask the Lord to bless us.
主帮助我
Lord help me
主扶持我
Lord uplift me
我们的中心是我
That all the focus is on us
我一直在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通主救我们是为他的
I've shared with brothers and sisters before The Lord saved us is for him
公司请你来上班没说给你钱是要你为他的
The company hired you. They do pay you a salary, but it is to work for the company's purpose.
对吧？我们今天看多少钱我才来做。
We see how much money we'll do it.
但是主要的，他请你来上班是为他的。
But the main reason they hire you is for their purposes.
万王之王，万主之主，救我们是要我们为他。
And so the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords has saved us.For his purpose.
如果我们整天想的就是主要为我
And if all we are thinking about is how, what the Lord can do for me,
我们在跟随主就很累了
Then it will be very hard and tiring for us to follow the Lord.
非常的难
It will be very difficult.
所以每次来了我就睡着了
Every time I come, I fall asleep.
每次来了我就心思不知道飘到哪里去了
Every time I come, my heart and mind are elsewhere.
因为我要的是为我
Because all I'm focused on is for me.
你要知道地上的宗教都是为我的。
We see that all the teachings of the religion of the world is for me.
因为地上神造人，人一堕落失败了，里面就空了。
Because God created man, when man fell within, they became
empty. 人就有需要。
Man had need.
所以人要找宗教，思想上找宗教为我，帮我。
So they seek religion to help me.
我们没想到这种宗教思想都带到给我们所谓真正信耶稣的人心思里面。
But yet these religious teachings and religious mindset has come into the Christian life.
所以一生虽然说信耶稣， 一生在浪费时间。
So on one hand we say we believe in the Lord, yet on the other hand we are wasting our time.
我们今天要求主给我们看见主救我们是有事给我们做的。
We need to ask, seek the Lord that the Lord has called us, yes, work for us to do.
我们参加聚会不是参加宗教活动。
We come to meeting. We're not just attending some religious activity.
我们要来看到主啊，你要我做什么？
We need to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do?
你救我们，为你的国，你要我做什么？
You save me for your kingdom. What do you want me to do?
主今天，如果你这样求主，主今天说，我有事要你做，但我有一个要求，你的态度必须忠心。
And so when we seek the Lord this way, the Lord will show us the work we need to do. But the Lord says, you must have this attitude. You must be faithful.
So 保罗对提摩太说，你要交托，哪有忠心能教导别人的人。
So Paul tells Timothy that you need to commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others.
主没有交代保罗没有交代提摩太说，你要交托，哪能够教导人的人。
Paul did not tell Timothy to commit these to men who can teach so that they can teach others.
很多人可以教导人。
Because many people can teach others.
关键的是这个人忠心吗？
But the key criteria here is, are these faithful men?
说主在地上他说，谁是有忠心有见识的仆人？
And so when the Lord is on the earth, he asks, who then is a faithful and wise man?
如果是的话，主说我要派他管理家里的人。
And the Lord says, for these servants, he'll make them ruler over his household.
神的家有需要。
Because God's household has need.
神今天要找忠心的人照顾神家里的人。
And today God is seeking those who can be faithful and wise servants to be rulers over his
household. 他这里也讲到说要按时分粮。
And he also says here to give them food in due season.
换句话说，要喂养神家里的人。
In other words, feed the children of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们被拯救，我们不只是神的儿女，我们也是神的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, we've been saved. Not only are we God's children, but we are also God's servants.
我们不能够说我只想当儿女，我不想当仆人。
We cannot say, I only want to be God's children. I do not want to be God's servant.
弟兄姊妹，我们有两个身份。
We have these two positions.
我们是儿女，我们也是仆人。
That we are both children and servants.
就求主给我们听明白，神今天救我们，为什么？
So may we understand the purpose why God saved us.
我们是有事情要做的。
There's work we need to do.
主要求的是要能够忠心的。
The Lord's requirement for us is that we can be faithful.
翻到马太福音25章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
25章一开始讲了两个比喻。
Beginning of Matthew chapter 25, it speaks of two parables.
一个是十个童女的比喻。
One is the parable of the 10 virgins.
一个是讲到才干的比喻。
And one is the parable of the talents.
从第14节到30节。
From verse 14 to verse 30.
那我就不读了。
I will not read these verses.
因为大家应该都读过。
We all should have read this parable before.
你们就跟着我们，跟着我讲的来看。
And so just follow along as I share.
主要我们服侍他。
The Lord calls us to serve him.
他把那个 skill, 把那个才干给了我们。
The Lord has given us the skill or ability.
对吧？你今天做统计的，你最少知道怎么搞统计才可以做统计啊。
That those of you who do statistics, you need to have background statistics.
你今天当医生的，你最少知道怎么看病，你才能够去当医生呢。
Be a doctor, you need to know how to see patients. So you
今天要我们来侍奉他，他把才干给我们的。
For us to serve the Lord has given us the ability and the skill.
或者说他把恩赐给我们的。
Or he has given us his gift.
这里讲什么？神就说，我有一些人给五千银子。
So the Lord says here, some he gave five talents.
我有些人给两千银子。
Some he gave two talents.
有些人给一千银子。
Some he gave one talent.
主说，我就要求他们赚一倍回来，就是忠心。
My only requirement is that they gain back double.
那五千的赚五千，两千的赚两千，一千赚一千。
The one five talents gain five additional talents. The one two talents gain two additional talents. The one one talent.
如果主是要求一千的。也赚五千，哦，这个要求大。
But if the Lord required the one with one talent to gain five more talents, this is a great
requirement.
And so maybe I need to find some other people who also have one talent to get
the talent.
The Lord's requirement only that you gain one talent.
但是我们看这里记载了那个领一千的怎么到主面前讲话。
But it is recorded here, what was the response of the one who had one talent?
他对主说你是忍心的人。
He said, Lord, I know you are a harsh master.
哇这样对主说的。
Yeah, he spoke to the Lord this way.
我们主帮我的主啊你实在可爱。
And we know the Lord helps me, so Lord, you are so beautiful, kind.
You're a wonderful Lord. Oh, 你真的奇妙的主。
You are such a wonderful Lord.
当主教你做事的时候，你是忍心的。
But when the Lord asks you to do something, you say, Lord, you are a hard man.
他说什么？没有种的地方要我收割。
He's a reaping where you have not sown.
没有散的地方要我聚敛。
Gathering where you have not scattered seed.
这个人讲的意思是什么？你不合理。
And what he is saying is that you are unreasonable.
你看今天你在公司多少人说公司给的薪水不合理啊。
And so how many people working today say the salary is unreasonable?
公司对员工不合理啊。
That the company's requirements of the workers
are not reasonable. 这个社会对百姓不合理啊。
Society's requirements of people are not reasonable.
所以大家都去示威去了。
And so everyone is out there protesting.
这里有一个人。
But yet here's a person.
他对主基本上也在示威。
He's basically protesting.
他说你不合理。
He says you are not.
没有种的地方，我怎么收啊？
That you are reaping where you have not sown. How?
没有散的地方，我怎么聚敛啊？
How can I gather where you have not scattered seed?
所以我的结论，主你不爱我。
So my conclusion is that Lord, you do not love me.
你不为我，你也不帮我。
That you are not for me and you do not help me.
你所有的要求都是不合理的。
That all your requirements are unreasonable.
但他是主啊。
But he is Lord.
所以他的反应是我就害怕。
So his response is he is afraid.
我把你给我的 gift, talent, 才干恩赐藏起来。
And so he went and hid his gift or talent in the ground.
因为我发现不管我怎么努力也很难满足主你的意思。
Because he sees that no matter how hard I work, it's very difficult to please master.
So 我就不侍奉。
So he doesn't serve.
我就走了。
So he leaves.
我不做事了。
He doesn't do any work.
或者要做我随随便便做。
Or if he does it, he does it carelessly.
说这个跟我们许多人来聚会的心态一样。
It's very similar to many of us when we come to meeting.
然后我们平常是家里睡不了，来聚会也睡得好好的。
That we can't sleep at home, yet when we come to the meeting, we can sleep well.
真的有安息。
We have true rest.
我们今天来聚会来聚会就好了，不要要求这么多。
That as long as we come to meeting, it's good enough. Lord, do not require too much.
或者我在网上聚会就行。
Or now I can just meet online.
来都不用来。
I don't even need to come to the meeting.
或者我打开电视看就行。
Or I just turn on TV.
电视好多人在讲道啊。
So many people are preaching.
我随便找个台去听一听就好了。
Find a channel to listen.
我不用来。
I don't need to come.
因为主你要求太多。
Because the Lord, you have too many requirements.
你看主怎么回答。
How does the Lord respond?
主回答说你这个又饿。又懒的仆人。
The Lord's response is, you wicked and lazy servant.
主没有说，哎呦，我可爱的孩子。
He did not say, oh, my beautiful child.
他说，你这又饿又懒的仆人。
He said, you wicked and lazy servant.
为什么是饿？
Why is he wicked?
因为我们误会了我们的主。
Because we have misunderstood our Lord.
你是任性的。
And that you don't, you think he is a hard man.
所以主说你是恶的。
So the Lord called him wicked.
你只能这样来看我。
That how can you see me this way?
第二个主说你是懒的。
Second, the Lord says you are lazy.
因为你来到神家永远是做客人。
Because when you come to God's house, you always remain a guest.
我按时来按时走。
That I come on time and I leave on time.
这里的人好像我都看不见的。
It's like these people, I don't really see them.
这叫懒惰。
This is lazy.
主这里说哈，你最少哪一点的去交到银行去。
Lord says at least do a little work and invest it in the bank.
到我回来的时候连本带利的带回来。
That when I return, that I will at least have interest.
但这个人连这个都不做。
But this person did not even do this.
这主说你是懒的。
So the Lord says you are lazy.
我每次我现在读这里我心中蛮感谢主。
When I read this, I thank the Lord.
主要求是一倍。
The Lord only requires double.
但是在这里主似乎说你最少赚一点东西、啊、
But even here the Lord said just gain a little bit at least.
你只要赚一点东西你不会又饿又懒。
Then you will not be that wicked and lazy.
可能我没有到那些赚了一倍的那个杯主真的称赞是忠心的。
That maybe I won't be praised as true, faithful and wise servant.
但是我最少不受主的责备。
But at least I'm not rebuked by the Lord.
你要知道赚哪一点点都需要有暴力的。
We need to see that even just gaining this little bit, we need to take it by force.
我们看这一段它的结果是什么。
And so what is the result?
它的结果是说主说要把许多的事派你管理。
And the Lord says, to those who are faithful that I will make you ruler over many things.
这里没有说管理什么。
Doesn't say what you will be rulers over.
但他说可以来享受你主人的快乐。
But he said, enter into the joy of your Lord.
主人很快乐。
That the Lord, the Master is so joyful.
主人很丰富。
The Master is so abundant.
我们整天都想享受到主人的快乐。
And we all want to enjoy the, joy of our Lord.
享受不到。
We cannot enjoy it.
但是到这个时候主说那个结果你能够来享受主人的快乐。
But now the Lord said your result is that you can enter into the joy of your Lord.
没有重担。
There are no burden.
没有病痛没有死亡。
没有 no sickness, no illness.
享受主人的快乐。
And so we can enter into the joy of our Lord.
我们都想享受这个快乐。
We all want to enter into this joy.
但是我们不想付代价。
But we don't want to pay the price.
我们想要送来给我的。
We want it to be gifted to us.
救恩是白白的。
Grace is freely given.
进天国不是白白。
Entering into the kingdom of heaven is not freely given.
你要付上你该付的代价。
You need to pay the price.
我们翻到路加福音第19章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 19.
这里有一个类似的一段话。
There's a similar word here.
第11到26节
Verse 11 to 26
我们不读了哈这里有十个仆人每个人给一锭银子
That here each person was given one each servant was given one mina
每个仆人都是拿到一锭银子
Every servant received one mina
这个银一锭银子告诉我们说我们得到的恩典受之一样的
This mina represents the grace we have received is all the same.
就是说所有信主的人重生得救之后所得到的恩典都是一样的。
This is saying that all who believe in the Lord and born again, they have received the same amount of grace.
没有因为哦哟他这么爱主因为他得到主的恩典多。
We cannot say this person loves the Lord more because they have received more grace from him.
我不能爱主因为我得的恩典少。
I do not love the Lord because I have received less grace.
这里告诉我们说我们所有人信了主所得的恩典都是一样的。
Here it tells us that all who believe in the Lord, we have received the same amount of grace.
主给我们恩典有我们当负的责任。
And so with the grace the Lord has given us, we have a responsibility.
这里第13节他说
Verse 13 it says,
主要我们去做生意。
That the Lord wants us to do business.
他说 do business till I come.去做生意只等我回来。
The Lord is calling us to do business till I come, till He returns.
你说我们信主整天的主你帮我你爱我你救我。
So when we seek the Lord, all we ask is, Lord, you help me.
你要知道如果你是对主信主是认真的话。
But if we're serious before the Lord,
这里明说的主说 do business till I come, 去做事直到我回来。
The Lord is calling us to do business till I come, till the Lord returns.
其实我们读圣经是选择性读的。
And when we read the Bible, we just read what we want.
我只读那些对我好的呀这些圣经我读啊好贵啊。
We only choose to read the things that are helpful to me.
主还有话说你要去做事的 do business till I come, 你要去做事直到我回来。
But the Lord is telling you here that you need to do business till I come. There's work you need to do.
这个我们就不读了。
We don't read this verse.
我们只读主爱我，主多可爱。
We only read the verse how much the Lord loves me, how kind the Lord is.
我们圣经是整本要读的。
We need to read the Bible.
这些不是难明白。
These are not hard to understand.
这个写得非常清楚。
It is written very clearly.
Do business till I come.
To do business till I come.
去做生意直到我回来。
To do business until I come.
主有生意要我们做的。
The Lord has business He wants us to do.
我们做吗？
Do we do it?
在这里给我这个比喻给我们看到每个人都在哪一定的。
This parable shows us that we all have one mina.
你可以一生里面只赚呢多一定。
And in your whole life, you may only gain one additional.
你可以一生里面赚了两锭、五锭、十锭。
In your life, you might gain 2, 5, 10 minas.
或者超过十锭。
Even more than 10.
你发现这个恩典是没底的。
You see that this grace has no end, it's unlimited.
就看你怎么做这个生意。
But it's just how you do business.
这里不是说赚一倍。
Here is not saying you gain double.
因为主说我的恩典够你用。
The Lord is saying my grace is.
我给你们的恩典是每个人起步都一样的。
That the grace I've given you, everyone is the same.
只要你肯付上你该做的。
As long as you're willing to pay the price.
你忠心的做所交托给你的恩典。
To do your part and work according to the grace that's been given.
在你离开人世的时候，你真的不知道，搞不好我赚了四锭，我搞不好赚了十二锭。
And that you don't know that when you leave the world, perhaps you have gained 4, 10, 12 times.
主只是告诉我们说，我给你的恩典是有责任的。
The Lord is just telling us that the grace He has given us, we have responsibility.
这里同样有一个人。
There's also one person here.
他把那一锭银子包在手巾里面，手帕里面。
That he wrapped it in a handkerchief.
他说，主，你是严厉的人。
That he said, again, Lord, that you are an austere man.
他有另外的看法。
He has a different view.
他说没有放的地方要我去拿。
That you collect what you did not deposit.
没有种的地方要我去收。
And reap what you did not sow.
同样的理由，我怕你。
This is the same excuse as earlier that I'm afraid of
you. 我觉得你偏心。
That I feel like you are prejudiced.
我觉得你给别人恩典多，给我少。
I feel like you give others more grace than me.
你偏心，你爱别人不爱我。
You're so prejudiced. You love others more than you love me.
所以我就不用你给我的恩典了。
So Lord, I do not use the grace you have given me.
主怎么回答？
What did the Lord respond?
主说你这个恶人。
Lord respond that you are a wicked servant.
我要照你所讲的话定你的罪。
I will judge you according to the words you have said.
所以我们千万小心，不要随便抱怨。
So we need to be careful that we don't carelessly complain to the Lord.
我们人生不是这一生就过，这一生就过了，我们跟世人有什么差别？
If our lives is just in this lifetime, then we are no different from people in this world.
如果我们一样是一直这样抱怨的话，
And if we continue to complain this way,
主说我要照你所抱怨的话。定你的罪。
The Lord says, out of your own mouth, I will judge you.
他说，如果你把那一锭的银子摆到银行，我回来的时候连本带利带回来。
And he said, why then did you not put my money in the bank so that I could collect interest?
弟兄姊妹，主没有要求过分的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord did not require too much.
主给我们每个人都是一锭银子。
The Lord has given each one of us one mina.
We got the same. 我们所有人得到的都一样。
We all receive the same.
你有听到主说 Do my business till I come. 做我的生意直到我回来。
But do we hear the Lord's call to do my business till I come?
主只要我们尽力就好。
The Lord just wants us to be faithful.
所以这里啊，它的结果是什么？
So what is the result here?
你赚多少锭银子，你将来就要管多少座城。
Says here, however many minas you gain, you will be rulers over that many cities.
马太福音说会派你做事，没讲什么。这里讲，你赚多少锭银子，派你管多少座城。
In Matthew, it says you will be ruler over things, but not specify. Here it says that however many minas you earn, you will be over those.That many number of cities.
你说主，我又不懂 management， 我又不是很管理的，我什么城都不想管。
And you might think I'm not good at management. I don't want to manage anything.
我只想住在里面享受我的生活。
I just want to dwell there and enjoy.
这是你自己想的。
But this is what you think.
主今天在这里告诉我们说，我们就是要来侍奉我们的主的。
The Lord is telling us that we have to serve our Lord.
今天活在人世间的侍奉，就好像今天我们上班之前，叫 讲的是 internship, 实习生。
And so our service to the Lord is just like an internship.
真正的 get the job, 真正做事的是在将来。
When we really get the job and we do the real work is in the future.
忠心的人在天国就开始 get the real job.
Those who are faithful in the kingdom of heaven, they will do the real job.
不忠心的人就看到那些人在天国开始 get the job, 我要等到新天新地才有这个 job offer.
Those who are unfaithful, they are regretting it. When they see in the kingdom of heaven, those people reign.
在天国那一千年里面你是失业的。
And so in that kingdom of heaven, you have missed out on it.
Yeah. You don't have a job.
You don't have a job.
圣经当然说丢在黑暗里爱哭切齿。
And the Lord, the Bible says that you'll be thrown into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
说弟兄姊妹我们是神的儿女就爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, we are children of God. The Lord loves us.
我们还有一个身份我们是主的仆人。
We also have a position as God's servant.
主要求我们是忠心的。
As the Lord's servant, He requires us to be faithful.
他把做事的能力给了我们。
He's given us the ability to do this work.
他也把那个恩典给了我们。
He has also given us the grace to do this work.
他只要求我们能够忠心。
His only requirement is that we are faithful.
我们如何能忠心呢？
How can we be faithful?
中文很难翻得出来哈，忠心就忠心嘛。
It is hard to, in Chinese to understand because if you're faithful, you're faithful.
英文就清楚，忠心是 faithful or faithfulness, 它的字根就是 faith.
In English, it is clear because the root word of faithful or faithfulness is faith.
忠心是从信心来的。
Faithfulness comes from faith.
一个人对主没信心是不用谈忠心了。
If someone is not faithful,Does not have faith to the Lord, we don't even need to speak of faith.
你信不过主，不用谈忠心了。
You cannot trust in the Lord, we don't need to speak of faith.
所以这里说，我因信，我能够忠心。
And so, by faith, I can be faithful.
So I have faith, so I can faith, I can be faithfulness. 我有信，信得过主，我能够忠心的。
Because I have faith, I can be faithful to the Lord.
所以我们常常交通说，我们要凭信而活。
So we often share we need to live by faith.
我们必须操练我们过去操练我们的信心的。
So we need to exercise this faith.
今天我们遇到很多的环境。
Today we encounter many circumstances.
我们遇到很多的难处。
Encounter many difficulties.
乃是主为我们安排这个环境。
The Lord has arranged this environment for us.
主安排我这样的难处。
The Lord has arranged this difficulty.
乃是要操练。我们的信心
is to exercise our faith.
我们的主永远不会错的。
And our Lord is never wrong.
所以今天不是说我们不看到难处。
So today it is not that we don't see the
不是说我们今天看不到这个环境。
It's not that we don't see the circumstance.
乃是我看到这个环境难处后面的主。
But it's that I see that the Lord is behind these difficulties and these circumstances.
他在我一切的难处一切的环境中他还在掌权的。
And all these difficulties and all I'm going through, he reigns.
我信得过我的主我就能够忠心
了。I can trust in my Lord so I can be faithful.
我们知道我们过去都交通过了这个信心过信心生活成就很多事。
We see that we have shared before that living a faithful life can do many things.
那我们说过信心生活讨主的喜悦。
Live a faithful life, you'll be pleasing to the Lord.
我们说过信心的生活是魂的救恩。
Live a faithful life, it will be a salvation of your soul.
这里说我们过信心的生活是我能够忠心。
Here, if we live a faithful life, we will be able to have faithfulness.
忠心的态度是什么？
What is the attitude of faithfulness?
我讲三个态度。
I want to share three attitudes.
第一个是小事上忠心。
First is to be faithful in the small things.
路加福音第16章
Luke chapter 16
第10到第12节
From verse 10 to 12
人在最小的事上忠心在大事上也忠心在最小的事上不义在大事上也不义倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心谁还把那真实的钱财托给你们呢倘若你们在别人的东西上不忠心谁还把你们自己的东西给你们
Verse 10 He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust in also in much Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?
如果我们就都我们所做的事是个小事，我就随便，就是不忠心了。
If we think what we are doing is just a small thing, so we are careless, this is not being faithful.
我今天扫地，反正很小的事，反正我又扫就行了，随便，不忠心。
Today, if I sweep the floor, I think this is a small thing, so I'm careless. This is unfaithful.
很多事都是小事，抹个桌椅都是小事。
Wiping down the table, chairs, these are small things.
载人买菜，给人 ride, 接载人。
No,
都是小事。
Take someone grocery shopping, you give them a ride. This is all small things.
我们的态度是忠心吗？
But is our attitude faithful?
还是我们说，哎呀，又找我了。
Or is our attitude, oh, I have to do this again.
我忙得不得了，我还要去做这些事。
I'm so busy, yet I still have to do these things.
主在这里讲的小事，这一段圣经讲的小事是什么？
So what are the small things the Lord is speaking of here?
你怎么对待钱？
How you treat money?
哎呦，我们觉得对待钱是大事。
We feel like treating money is a big thing.
但主在这里说，对待钱是小事。
Lord is saying, treating money is a small thing.
主说，你怎么对待，你对钱的态度是忠心的。
But are you faithful in your attitude to money?
哦，钱是天天在用嘛，对吧？
We use money every day.
我们对待钱是忠心吗？
Are you faithful in our attitude to
我用钱的态度是忠心吗？
Faithful in how we use money.
我们要认定我们的钱财是神给我的。
We need to acknowledge that all our money is given to us by the Lord.
不要认为是父母给我的。
Not think it's given by my parents.
不要认为是我赚回来的。
Or it is money that I earned.
你能够赚钱的能力都是主给你。
Even the ability to earn money is given to you by the Lord.
主可以拿走你那个赚钱的能力，你就没办法赚钱。
The Lord can take away your ability to earn money, and you won't be able to.
所以主今天问。在这个管理钱这个小事上，你忠心吗？
The Lord is asking us today, in the small matter of money, are you faithful to the Lord?
在问我们，你是怎么用钱？
The Lord is asking us, how do you use your money?
钱交到你手上，你是怎么用的？
Money is placed in your hand, how do you use it?
问说，你忠心吗？
The Lord is asking us, are you faithful?
主在这里有一件事情，他说，你在小事上忠心，我把大事
The Lord is saying that if you are faithful in small things, I will give you big things.
有可能在地上，主已经把大事交给我。
Perhaps on this in this earth, the Lord has already given big things.
也有可能是等到将来才把大的交给我们。
It could also be in the future when the Lord gives us.
说第一个态度是小事上要忠心。
So our first attitude is that we need to be faithful in the little things.
在第二个，神要我们的态度在神的家中尽忠。
The second is that we need to be faithful in God's house.
出埃及记第24章
In Exodus chapter 24
我读几节圣经24章第18节
Exodus chapter 24 verse 18
摩西进入云中上山在山上40昼夜
So Moses went into the midst of the clouds and went up into the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
26章第三十节
Exodus chapter 26 verse 30.
要照着山上指示你的样式立起帐幕
And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to its pattern which you were shown on the mountain.
27章第八节
Chapter 27 verse 8.
要用板做坛，坛是空的。都照着在山上指示你的样式做。
You shall make it hollow with boards as it was shown you on the mountain, so shall they make it.
要回到25章第40节。
Chapter 25 verse 40.
要谨慎做这些物件都要照着山上的指示你的样式做。
And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown to you on the mountain.
我们翻到希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8,
第五节
verse 5,
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和形象。正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候蒙神警戒他说你要谨慎做各样的物件都要照着山上指示你的样式。
who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
希伯来书第三章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 2.
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
第五节，摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠。
And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant.
这里告诉给我，从摩西给我们看到，神要我们是敬忠的。
And so here we see that God wants us to be faithful.
摩西是怎么敬忠的？
How was Moses faithful?
那神把他带到山上四十昼夜在山上。
God brought him up to the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
告诉他怎么造会幕、造约柜，都指示他。
How to build a tabernacle, how to build the ark.
他下山后
，After he came down from the mountain,
他要照着山上指示他的每一个最低调的样式做的。
And he needed to build everything according to God's instruction.
我举一个事情啊，就是造约柜。
And so one thing is building the ark.
他造约柜要祭司抬的。
That this ark needs to be carried by the priest.
我们要这个约柜是稳的话，两个杠子在中间，应该是在中间过的。
For it to be stable, we would think that the post would need to go through the middle.
两四个人抬这个非常稳。
And when four people carry it, it's very stable.
在山上的样式，两个棍在中，不是中间过，是在整个柜子的底部过的。
But we see that the pattern shown on the mount was that the ark, the post would go on the bottom.
如果是你，你会怎么做？
If it were you, what would you say?
你读了这么多书，
You have studied so much.
其实神啊，你连平衡都不懂。
Lord, do you not even know the basic
thing? 我比神还聪明。
I'm smarter than the Lord.
这个要稳，一定是中间，怎么摆底部过？
Or to be stable, I would put it in the middle, not on the bottom.
所以如果神是交代我做这件事，
So the Lord asked me to do it.
我可能就会先跟神 argue 一段，讨论的这个，这个讨论讨论。
That I would first debate a little with the Lord.
讨论神还是不听我的，我最后还是中间做了。
That even and if the Lord even does not listen to me, I
will still put it in the middle. 约柜是做好了。
That I finish building the ark.
也能够抬了。
We can carry it.
但不是照着山上的样子。
But it's not according to the pattern.
是照着我的样子。
It's according to my.
照着我学来的。思想做出来。
All my what I learned that I built.
我年轻的时候很喜欢买这个旧约里面这些的这个叫什么样品。
That when I was young, I liked to build the, I liked to buy these models of old.
当我还没读得这么清楚的时候
，Before I read it, so
我买到的约柜都是中间穿杠过去的。
The ark that I bought, they all had the post going through the middle.
当我读到这个，我说这些人是怎么造的？
And so when I read the verse, then I wonder,
他们没读圣经吗？
Did they not read the Bible?
但是这些人读的时候就是不行啊，不稳啊，都照在中间。
But when these people read it, they could not, it was not stable, so they designed it in the middle.
我忘了是不是最后我真的找到一个照出来是往底下过。
I don't know if I eventually found a model that they
were
on the bottom.
我理智过不了。但我衷心听你讲的底下过。
Even if my mind I cannot understand it, but yeah, I follow you and do your will.
这叫忠心。
This is what it means to be faithful.
在我们今天啊，救回来各样的人，但我们的思想都是我有我的想法。
That we can do all these things, but yet we still have our own thoughts.
我就是要这样做。
I want to do it this way.
你看某某人也这样做。
You see someone else.
我喜欢他这样做。
I like the way he did it.
问题我们现在是主救回来。
But the issue is that we are those who have been saved by the Lord.
今天是主要怎么做？
It's how the what the Lord wants to do.
主为什么要摩西这样做？
Why did the Lord want Moses to do it?
希伯来书告诉我。
Hebrews it tells us.
他说地上所有的造的物跟侍奉是照着天上事的形状而形影像做的。
In Hebrews we see that all these things on the world that are made are justserve as a copy and shadow of the heaven.
你不要以为就是地上随便做做就行了。
We cannot think we just
can't
do it.
全部跟天上有关的。
Everything is related to heavenly things.
我们又看不到天上。
We can't see the heavenly things.
主今天说，我需要找到忠心的人。
So the Lord is saying, I need faithful people today.
虽然看不见，听我的吩咐，会照着做的。
Though they cannot see it, they hear my call and they do it.
如果不照着做，地上所有的服事 侍奉，就把天上该有的表达错误。
Otherwise, when you serve and do these things, you are misrepresenting the heavenly things.
第二个态度，对着神家要全然敬重。
Second thing is, we must be faithful in all his house.
我们第三个态度。
And now the third,
我们读启示录第二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日，你务要至死忠心，我就把赐给你那座那生命的冠冕。
Do not fear any of these things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you'll have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
第三个态度是至死忠心。
The third attitude is to be faithful until death.
救星主要，主在这里提，对谁至死忠心？
And the Lord, who is the Lord calling to be faithful until death?
但是对我们的主。至死忠心
is to be faithful to our Lord until death.
一生不违背主的意思
that our whole life we do not deny the Lord.
可能违背了人的意思
maybe we are against and deny man.
我一生不违背主的意思
but my whole life I do not deny against the Lord. The Lord is returning soon.
你看世界现在有多乱
we can see how chaotic the world is today.
世界有多少事在得罪主的
how many things in this world are against the Lord today?
我们又不能够跟世界人走同样的路。
We cannot walk the same way as the world.
如果你是这样认识你的主的话
If you know the Lord this way,
你一定遇到反对与患难的。
You will encounter opposition and difficulty.
主在这里说安慰我们说不要怕。
The Lord here is comforting us that do not fear.
刚刚提的一锭银子的收起来或者拿 一千两的都是我害怕。
We see that the one who received one talent and one mina, they were both afraid.
这里主说不要怕。
Here the Lord is telling us, do not fear.
主劝勉我们至死忠心。
The Lord is calling us and encouraging us to be faithful until death.
忠于主自己，忠于主的名。
That faithful to the Lord himself and to his name.
不然我们随时否认主的名。
Otherwise, we might deny his name at any time.
所以你要知道，这个至死忠心就是绝对。
So we need to see that being faithful until death is absolute attitude.
我们今天忠心的态度是在小事上忠心。
And our attitude for faithfulness is in small things.
在神的家中全然敬重。
Faithful in all of God's house.
我们要至死忠心。
And faithful until death.
我们能够忠心。因为我们信得过我们的主
and we can be faithful because we can trust our Lord
忠心的结果能够享受主家里的快乐
and the result of this faithfulness is that we can enter into the joy of our Lord
忠心的结果主能够派我管理他要我管理的
and the result of this faithfulness is that the Lord can give us authority over
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通到要恢复对主的忠心。
Today I want to share with brothers and sisters to restore faithfulness.
我们是做仆人的。
We are servants.
我们主有托给我们要我们做的 business.
The Lord has given us business that we must do.
主给我们有托付的。
We have an entrustment.
我们能够对他忠心。
Can we be faithful to it?
我最后想跟弟兄姊妹唱一首诗歌。
I want to sing a hymn with brothers and sisters.
乃是讲到我们能够对主能够忠心的
and this is speaking that we need to be faithful to God
弟兄姊妹我们是有主托付的
we are those who have been received the entrustment from the Lord
主不只会呼召我们能够对主能够绝对
Lord is not only calling us to be absolute to him
我们还要对主能够忠心
We also need to be faithful
这首诗歌应该是302第六首
This should be hymn 302 number 6
这首诗歌是孙国铎弟兄写的
This is the hymn that our brother Godwin's son wrote
就是告诉我们对主要忠心。
It's telling us to be faithful to our Lord.
诗歌打出来了吗？打出来哈。我们只看第二节哈。
Let's just look at verse 2.
他说蒙神制作做器皿。
Molded and shaped by his hand.
随时等候主使用。
Humble his vessel to be used by him.
无己无私全顺服。
Selfless, submissive, I bow.
完全显明主全能。
His mighty power to reveal.
第三节，蒙神指派为管家。
Verse 3, called and appointed by God.
忠心只为尽本分。
His faithful his steward shall I be.
治理神家全警醒。
Steadfast, I watch over his home.
一心只等主回来。
Until his face I shall see.
副歌他说，完成托付了，我完成托付了。
Chorus, it says, faithful and good. Faithful.
良善忠心得主的称赞。
Your work now complete, your servant.
完成了托付了。
Faithful and good.
家中快乐与主同享。
Your work now complete, with joy I dwell at home with my Lord.
但愿不止我们弟兄心中就是要对主忠心。
Our brother's desire is to be faithful to the Lord.
我们许多人里面都有那个呼召，我听见你的呼召，我要对你忠心。
And that we have hear the Lord's call, that we are all faithful to Him.
我们就唱一次好吧。
Let's just sing this hymn once.
我们有些人会唱，有些人不会唱，我们就跟着了。
If we know how to sing it, let's sing along.
主耶稣，我们知道你对我们是有呼召的。
主 Lord, we know that you have called us today.
主啊，求你给我们能够成为那个被蒙召又被选，也是有忠心的人。
May you call us to be those who are called, chosen, and faithful.
主啊，今天我们坐在你的面前。
Today we sit before you.
但愿我们每一个都是有耳的，都听见你的话。
That if we have ears, may you hear your word.
主啊，我们要寻求你的国。
And may we see your kingdom.
我们要进入你的国。
We enter your kingdom.
我们要暴力的进入。
And enter by force.
给我们能够做一个绝对的人。
May we be an absolute person.
你给我们做一个忠心的人。
May we be a faithful person.
因为你有应许，你要我们享与你享受在你家中的快乐。
Because you have command that we are to enter into the joy.
开我们的眼。
Open our eyes.
使我们成为一个真正跟随你的人。
And we can be those who truly follow you.
求主怜悯我
Have mercy on us.
救我们这一批在这末后时代的一批人
Deliver us who are in these last days.
能够忠心跟随你到底
And we can follow you to the end.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 好我们聚会都到此
We'll end our meeting here.